Well, we don't want to over-evaluate it. We certainly have looked at it, but we've looked at it collectively with certainly their recent games and trying to put it all together. So there's some different matchups. There's some similar matchups. So we've done all of that. We've made it part of our breakdown, but certainly we haven't overvalued it either. I mean, this is a different team, some of the same coaches, but a number of different players. So
what did you guys do well?
Well, we were able to move the ball early in the game. You're talking last year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had two good first drives. We were able to stay on the field offensively, keep Tony Romo off the field. It was still a highly competitive game into the fourth quarter. But we were able to throw it early, make some big plays. We had some explosive plays. End of the half, we got a big explosive play. We got a couple of seam routes to Brandon. We hit an outside lane throw to Alshon. We threw the touchdown to Alshon. So we were able to do a lot of different things. In the second half, we were able to stay on the field by running the football. We really ran it in the second half. We didn't run it quite as much early on in the game. That doesn't mean we won't this week, but certainly that's the way that game went down. Well, I think that people have run the football against them. You watched the Philadelphia game last week. They ran the football against them. That doesn't mean that that's the only thing you need to do or the exclusive thing we're focused in on. We're just trying to get some balance in our offense. So we got to take the mistakes we made last week and turn them into a positive this week. And, one of the things we know we have to do is we have to attempt to run the ball more. As I said to our team, we don't have to run the ball for 7 yards a carry. Running the football has a residual effect on a lot of different things. It helps your movement game. It helps your play action game. It does all those things. It gives your guys a chance to come off. We all know these things. And so we're going to try to do more of that. It's something we certainly want to do each and every week. We didn't get it done last week. We admit to that, and we have to move forward. And we got to get some more balance in our football. And part of that is to be able to run the ball, not just more effectively, but to allow it to be a balance with the other things that we do. We've got tremendous targets outside. We got three tremendous targets, and we got a very good running back, and we got to continue to work to try to balance all that out. And we get an opportunity to do that this week against the Cowboys. And it won't be easy, but it'll be something we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to the challenge of doing that. They are moving people around. They're not just a 3-deep zone team or a 2-deep zone team. They're not afraid to play man-to-man coverage. They're moving coverage around into third down. They're multiple coverages. So, there's a lot of confidence there defensively, not just from a standpoint of keeping everything in front of them. There's confidence that they can go and match up and play man-to-man coverage against, all the good receivers. So I think that's what stands out is, 39 Carr. Is playing very well on the other side. 26, forgive me, playing very well for him. Very, very active, very athletic. Those two guys are competing at a high level. Church in the back end, really, really a good player and box player as well, is making plays. So, and they're all playing with a sense of urgency. They're playing hard. I know statistically, you don't have that sense, but when you watch them play on tape, play in and play out, they're running to the football. They're playing very aggressively. They're not backing down to anybody, and they're playing confidently. So it'll be a great challenge for us. The thing that is what I've learned is that we haven't been a consistent offense. We haven't been able to put four quarters together for whatever reasons, and they're multiple, as we've said. And so that's what we're trying to improve on, is to try to get us to play the way we did in the first series on Detroit, and really in the first series of the third quarter, we were able to come out and move the football down the field. We didn't finish the drive, but we moved the football down the field. And those are the things we haven't done, is to be able to sustain the football and finish drives and not hurt ourselves and getting ourselves out of field position where we can't get points. And that's been where we've been consistently doing that, and we're trying to overcome that. We get another opportunity on Thursday night.
We'll be right back.